With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome, Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman, on Wednesday, June 5th. It's a week from today. There's a Planet Open Box auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Good morning. How are
you? Top of the morning. How was your weekend?
It was good. That means only 4 days left of the week.
So your weekend was good, and yep, your week will be good.
I don't know if the week will be good, but it's only 4 days.
Well, you're starting it off in a good way.
How about you?
Fine. Absolutely fine. Really a great Friday and Saturday, the way that things have set up over the last month and change, I haven't had those days off. So I had them off last weekend, which was absolutely fantastic. Sunday, Monday, normal work days, but that's okay. Just normal routine, normal rhythm. It's all good. Now back to the radio here on a Tuesday. Looking forward to it.
Doesn't it feel like that once Memorial Day passes, you've been in the starting blocks since the first of the year, waiting for summer to start? And once Memorial Day hits, bang, the gun goes off and you just start racing towards summer because we're, you know, less than a week from June.
Yeah. Well, you know my schedule well enough to know that everything kind of circles around the Broncos. And this is we're kind of in the middle of it. Week two of OTAs this week, another next week, and then mandatory minicamp for 3 days, then essentially off for a month, and then boom. And then game, it's on.
And you got a big trip planned too.
Yeah. I'm gonna go see Croatia and Bosnia, because who doesn't want to go to Bosnia?
Why Bosnia?
Because it's next to Croatia.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you have it.
So is Montenegro. We're going to Montenegro too.
Why did you decide to go to Wyoming? Well, because it's next to Colorado.
Been there.
Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
When the NBA and NHL season kicks off this fall, Nuggets will be 1 year removed from winning a title. Avalanche, 2 full years removed from winning a title. Which team, as we sit here today, snapshot of today, day after Memorial Day, has the best chance of winning a title this upcoming season?
Nuggets.
Yeah, I would agree. But let's stop it there and move on to the next thing.
Both in windows, but the Nuggets are in a better window, in my opinion.
If Nichushkin and Landeskog both come back and play, and both are healthy, do you teach and doesn't get in trouble again. Does your opinion change?
Is that if with like a capital I and a capital F and underlined in bold?
Is that an if KCP comes back? And is that an if Peyton Watson improves? Is that an if a bunch of the young
the
guys...
The Nuggets have nowhere near as many ifs right now as the Avalanche do.
You know, it's funny you should say that. I think the ifs are different.
Yes, they are.
They're completely different.
Yep.
One is predicated on a guy coming back from what was believed to be a career-threatening injury.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, he's 2 years removed from it now.
Right.
So it's not like this is last year and we're thinking, is he going to play this year? We believe he is. Nichushkin, hopefully he gets the help that he needs.
Yep, hopefully.
The funny thing is, you can make the case, even though those are a couple of big ifs, the Avalanche might be better positioned as we look into free agency and the NBA season for the Nuggets.
I agree with you. I think they are positioned better.
Yep.
I just think that the one overriding question with on Val in Val's case, and to some degree where Gabe is, are they outweigh the concerns that are very real for the Nuggets, for me. But I think, again, my qualifier is I think both of them remain in championship windows. I really do. I just think that I probably, if you ask me right now, snapshot of today,
mm-hmm.
with Val in
yep.
1 month into his program,
yep.
and, you know, not knowing, having the faintest idea how that's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably lean towards the Nuggets.
I'm concerned for the Nuggets heading into this offseason.
Okay.
I don't look at, now granted, when Jokic came into the league, do we really look at him as even a starter, more or less what he has become? First year in the league, second year in the league. I think Christian Braun has a chance to be a good player in this league, maybe a little bit better than average. He's going to have to improve his shooting dramatically.
Oh, he's got light years to go there.
Yeah. Peyton Watson, if it's light years for Christian Braun, then it is millennium light years for Peyton Watson.
Hmm.
Okay. And then we don't know about Pickett. We don't know about Strother. We don't know about any of those guys. We do know that Jamal Murray is coming up for a new contract. We do know that Aaron Gordon is coming up for a new contract. And I'm not saying I'm not necessarily suggesting that there isn't a light at the end of the tunnel for another championship.
Okay.
I'm also being very careful by saying it's a train coming the other way. But as I look at the Western Conference, and boy, did all of us dismiss Dallas. I don't think I'm the only one.
Well, they finished fifth.
We'll get back to that later on in the show.
Right.
I don't know, unless the stars align this off. What Calvin Booth does this offseason is going to have to be significant. If they're planning on running this thing back pretty much as is, knowing they're going to lose KCP, if he opts out, which he will, or if they bring him back, then I'm more confident. I don't know how they're going to find another guy like him at $15 million a year. There aren't a lot of guys out there like that.
Yeah.
So, and I do not feel good about Christian Braun suddenly becoming the starter next year, because you do two things. One, with all due respect to Christian, and we'll see how he improves, you are weakening that position, and you are equally, if not really, weakening your bench. You are rearranging the lawn chairs, not on the Titanic, but you're rearranging the lawn chairs.
Yeah, it's not on the Titanic.
No.
But, by any stretch.
Calvin Booth, this is a really important offseason for him. Every offseason, I understand, is important. Last season, we knew what the plan was. He was doing it during the season, trading to get draft picks because he knew he had so many guys under big contracts, they had to get young. But Michael Malone didn't play a lot of these guys.
Yeah, they weren't able to get as young as they wanted to. Does that make any sense?
No, actually, they did get young. They just didn't. They had three rookies. They drafted three guys.
Yeah.
And then you had.
They got young, but they didn't get productive young.
No.
And that's the thing that hurts them now.
And as you and I talked about last week, when it comes to seeding next year, and if your goal is to play these guys and you don't want to sacrifice wins, and I get that, forget about it next year. These teams have arrived now. Oklahoma City has arrived. Minnesota has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas is clearly there.
Right.
San Antonio, they coming. So.
And that doesn't even count New Orleans.
Right.
And then you at Memphis gets Ja Morant back, for instance. And look, I'm not shaking in my boots. I'm just saying that the conference is getting better. We talked about it last week. We don't even talk about Sacramento like they're a factor. Well, they're still a factor.
Right.
I mean, they've got a really good 1-2 and maybe even 3 punch.
But here's the flip side of all of this.
Sure.
Nuggets had a 20-point lead in the second half of Game 7. They're closer, Goodman, than you think they are.
And they are. I mean, but I think that we know they're close. They won a championship last year. They were in a Game 7 with a 20-point lead. Now, they didn't hold on to it.
No, I know.
So, I mean, we all know that. But they're still in the mix. But being in the mix doesn't mean that they're necessarily the team to beat. They were the team to beat this year.
Yeah.
This year, they were the team to beat. They were the one with the target on their back, all of that, blah, blah, blah. No question about it. Next year, they are one of the teams at the top of the West that have the capability of winning the conference, winning the West.
Is it fair to say they've been pulled back to the pack, or better yet, the pack has caught up to them?
Well, the pack has caught up to them.
Yep.
And clearly, and I'm not going to go into clearly, that's wrong. They were a very good basketball team this year. They really were. They had to go about their business differently than they did the year before. They couldn't load manage down the stretch. That did clearly catch up with them, right?
Yeah. Well, when you have only two teams that finish with 50 or more wins in the Western Conference the year they won the championship, you have the ability to do that.
And it was a perfect storm, too.
The problem is there were a whole mess of teams that won 50 games.
Right.
And by the way, what do you think it's going to be like next year?
Yeah.
These teams are going to have better records.
Sure.
So you can't play with your food anymore and give these young guys some experience, because every win is going to be at a premium depending on seeding.
There is no question about it. And we're going to find out a few things next year. We're going to find out about, well, as the roster sits right now, and I agree with you, we're not going to see KCP. I would be very surprised.
They pay him.
No, they could.
Yeah.
They could, and it would not be a stretch.
Nope.
It wouldn't be a stretch. However, you have to get something from someone that you might not expect it from yet. Strother, fill in the blank, someone out there that they have on their roster.
I'm going to give you something to look out for.
Give it to me.
They need to free up cap space. I would not be surprised if they try and trade Zeke Nagy. They need to free up some space. He's affordable, $8, $9 million a year. Some team might want to take a flyer on him. There's really no room for him on this roster, although you can make the case there is if he's going to be a backup to Nikola Jokic. But, if KCP goes and Zeke Nagy goes and Reggie Jackson goes, that's about $28 million.
Reggie Jackson's deadline was yesterday, wasn't it?
No, that's...
Or is it today?
June 25th.
What is...
Today's May. We're in May still.
Okay, yeah. June 25th.
So in the, looking at the chronology of what's going on here, okay, Reggie Jackson's opt-out day is June 25th.
Yeah.
The draft is the 26th, 27th.
Right.
KCP is June 29th.
There you go. There I get my
Coming up after the break, NFL.com Cynthia Freeland projected the win total for every NFL team. What does she project for the Broncos? Ugh. That's next. The train is riding down to the station where
I live when I was a cool kid. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday, June 5th. That's a week from tomorrow. There's a Planet Open Box Auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com. /MHS. In the meantime, new promotion at Sasquatch and Wildcard Casinos in Blackhawk. Giving away a brand new Sea-Doo RXP 300 or a little over $15,000 in cash the weekend of July 13th. Get finalist entries every half hour from 10 a.m. until midnight during their daily cash drawings. And if you don't get yours drawn out, no problem. There's a second chance drawing every Wednesday, and that can turn into 7,000 big ones. Mm. Sasquatch and Wildcard Casinos, great promotions. Food, sports book, real loose slots, and a family-owned casino that treats you like family. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
NFL.com's Cynthia Freeland projected the win total for every NFL team. She projects the Broncos with 5.7 big ones.
I wonder how that is, that number with the decimal is reached, but I think she's right on target.
Well, this is coming from a guy who criticizes me for rounding up. So if somebody averages 24.3 points a game, you actually say the .3. Either round up or round down. So I find it incredibly ironic that now you are doing a complete 180 on this.
Oh, that's not a complete 180.
There's no such thing as 24.3 points a game.
There isn't. You're absolutely right.
Never happened in a game ever.
But that's not a 180. All my question was simply, what was the apparatus or the way, the means by which she came to 5.7 wins? I will use that as an over and under, and I'll take the over slightly by
0.3,
by 0.3 of a win. Six is where I'm with the Broncos this year. I mean, I think that seems reasonable to me.
This is what Freeland writes. The Broncos' first five opponents, all either known for their defense or having a defensive-minded head coach, are far from ideal for a matchup for a rookie quarterback in Knicks. But maybe it's a positive thing for Bo. This is a really interesting way she spins it.
It is.
Should Sean Payton name him as a starter, as he won't know anything else as a comparison. At Seattle, at Pittsburgh, against Pittsburgh, Tampa, Jets, Vegas. Talk about a warm welcome to the NFL. Then in weeks 9 and 10, Broncos go to Baltimore and Kansas City. Tough sledding to start a career. 5.7, huh? You're taking the 6?
Taking the 6. 6 would have been my number with no guidance at all from Cynthia Freeland, who comes in at 5.7. But it's intriguing to me that that's kind of an over-under.
If the over-under is 6, what are you doing?
Well, I'm pushing.
So you're not betting at all?
No.
Not touching?
Nope. I don't see 7 wins for this football team.
But you see 6?
I guess. That's kind of where I'm at. Yeah.
Well, I'm not asking you to go win, loss, win, loss.
No, I mean, I hear you. I mean, I think that you can win a couple of games in the division and find 4 outside of it. That's basically where it's at.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what people are honestly hoping for in this year.
I do.
Okay. They're hoping for
Bo Nix showing flashes.
Exactly.
That's what this season.
That's right.
Now, Pat Surtain doesn't want to hear that.
No.
Garrett Bowles doesn't want to hear that.
No.
Cortland Sutton, if he shows up, doesn't want to hear that. But really, that's how this season is going to be defined. Does Bo Nix look like a guy who has a chance to be a good quarterback, very good quarterback, franchise quarterback, or the biggest mistake of Sean Payton's career?
I think that's the single most non-negotiable question of the season, Bo Nix.
Knowing, I'm sure Sean knows, although I'll be very honest with you, I don't even know if he thinks in these terms. I think most people do. I don't think he does. I don't think he probably even sees himself tied to Bo Nix. I just think that's the way he's wired.
Could very well be. Don't know.
With that, why start the clock on a guy knowing you're going to be tied to him forever? Why start it way too early? Unless you feel he's ready to start.
Who's mentoring him?
Oh, I get it.
Sean Payton is mentoring this guy.
Right.
It ain't, Jarrett, with all due respect, Jarrett Stidham or Zach Wilson. There is no reason. So you're telling me, and you're not, I'm just saying this in general, you're telling me that you're going to give Bo Nix a year to kind of mature and watch.
No, not a year.
Learn.
Not a year.
Part of a year, whatever the case is.
You know
and
they're
you're
not.
Gonna start with it. So you're going to start with a journeyman who you saw for the last 2 weeks of last year and you know damn good and well can't get the job done. Or a guy that has been an unmitigated disaster for the first 2 years in the NFL.
If Sean Payton really wants to help himself and microwave the development of Bo Nix. Stop giving Zach Wilson reps with the first team.
It's okay. It's May.
No, it's not.
We're all right.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it really is okay.
No. Jarrett Stidham should be getting reps with the first team.
Right. It's Bo okay Nix. Right now.
Wilson is a waste of time on that field with the first team. He might eventually have to play with them.
Yeah, I might.
And if that's the case, the season's over anyway. You can make the case the season's over right now, and we're in May. The point is, what are you doing? If Bo Nix is your guy, then you split the first team reps with him and Stidham. Zach Wilson? I'm sorry. Maybe Sean doesn't see the forest because he's so close to the trees. It makes no sense. Zero. He's not, unless Zach Wilson turns around, he is not part of this team in the present or the future. Unless suddenly his whole career gets turned around. What? Wasn't Ben DiNucci taking reps with the first team last year?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I'm sorry, Sean, you know more about football than I do.
So leave it like that.
No.
Because that's the way it is.
That's football malpractice.
No, stop
it. You don't give your emergency quarterback who spends his time in the press box reps with the first team. You don't. And you know what? You know who does? Sean Payton. And who else?
Yeah, I'm just not. I don't. I'm not around other teams. So, I mean, I hear.
Well, sure you have. No. Yes, you have. You were around the Chiefs for a long time.
Yes, I was.
Did Joe Montana, when he was with the Chiefs, Steve Bono, Dave Craig, when they were the starters of those Chiefs teams that I covered too, mm-hmm. and you covered them longer, was the third string guy getting first team reps?
It's May, Eric. Come on. Don't be so worried about it at this point.
Oh, okay.
It's all going to be a training camp. So
we can revisit this conversation.
Sure we can.
So if Zach Wilson steps on the field with the first team, which he will, because that's the history.
It's not going to bother me. It bothers you a great deal. It doesn't bother me.
My life's not going to change.
Then why are you so worried about it?
Because I'm not worried. First of all, I don't live and die by the Broncos.
Okay.
I don't.
Right.
My life's not going to change no matter what Sean Payton does. My Sundays are not ruined. My Mondays are not ruined.
Well, you're awfully passionate about this particular issue. So I'm curious, is it a question about Sean? It obviously is a direct question about Sean Payton and the way that he goes about.
Yes.
Okay. And that's a fair thing to have.
Yes, it is.
That's fine. I don't have a problem. That's no problem at all.
What I would like to know is, and I can't imagine this was the case, was the third string quarterback in New Orleans taking reps over Drew Brees?
Was Ian Book taking away reps from Drew Brees?
I don't know.
But
there's a difference.
Sure.
And the difference is one guy is a solidified starter
and
a Hall of Famer.
And Payton basically said that when asked the question last week about starting a rookie quarterback. That's going to be a theme as we continue to roll. Here's what I will say. It's ridiculous to think that there is a quarterback competition going on with the Denver Broncos.
I agree.
Fine, if that's how you want to categorize it and define it right now, characterize it, great. No problem. But that's silly to me. You have in Jarrett Stidham a guy who is a nice backup. Zach Wilson, who knows what he ends up being. But whatever.
You know what he is? He's a guy who plays with the first team. That's who he is. He plays with the first team.
Well, he's a guy that takes snaps with the first team.
Correct.
During OTAs
right.
in May, 2 months
yep.
before. You and I are just going to disagree. You're motivated about this. I respect that.
Disagree. It's funny because
it's not a big deal.
So somebody said to me on the golf course, a guy in the media who I played with
mm-hmm.
on Friday, said to me, "You don't really like Sean Payton, do you?" I said, "No, it's not that I don't like Sean Payton. However, I think this decision," okay, so again, training camp starts and he's doing that rotation. You want to microwave Bo Nix. You want to take away first team reps from him?
Well, I don't.
For Zach Wilson?
I mean, here's the deal. I don't know how many camps you've been in. You've been in a lot to
watch. I've covered the Bears, the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Broncos.
You have never coached in an NFL camp. I haven't either. We just haven't.
You know what?
We observe. Look, here's the one thing. There's a few things that I will defer to Sean Payton.
You know what
about.
I have done? I've covered Hall of Fame coaches.
Right.
Marv Levy, covered him. Mike Shanahan, covered him. Both had great quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Let me rephrase that. I wasn't here when he had Elway. Jake Plummer wasn't sharing reps with the third string guy with the first team. Mike Shanahan's a Hall of Famer. This isn't my opinion. These are the opinions of other Hall of Fame coaches who haven't done this. But Sean's the smartest guy in the room.
You know, I don't.
Bravo.
I mean, maybe you have more information than I do.
I don't have more information. I sit at these practices these teams. I don't remember Jim Kelly sharing reps with the third string guy with the first team.
I don't think it's sharing reps. I think it's that's the way the reps are cut.
Those are the ways that he cuts the reps.
Yeah.
You make it sound like somebody else is doing it and Sean's just obeying what the plan is.
Well, he's not sharing them. He's getting his reps. I mean, it's not.
Get him with the second or third team.
Okay.
No one said that Zach Wilson shouldn't get his work in. Mm-hmm. Don't be doing it with guys that you don't want him playing with under any circumstances. Because if it comes down to Zach Wilson, unless he has a meteoric rise from the ashes, which is where he is right now, goodness gravy. Give it to Bo Nix. If that's gonna be your guy, and he's gonna be a rookie, give him every opportunity to be prepared.
Sean Payton said it last week, and I tend to agree with him. Don't make too much out of who's getting the reps where right now, not in OTAs. That's basically a paraphrase, and frankly, I tend to agree with him.
Well, that's
now fine. I will say this.
Yeah. Well, let's look at his Broncos history. In which last year in training camp, it was exactly what we could be talking about.
Do you think
about
it hurt Russell Wilson that he had to share number? I mean, he had a nice season. It wasn't nice at the end of the season.
How well
statistically?
Hold on. How much did it help Russell Wilson? Is he here anymore? No. So apparently, it didn't help him that much.
So are you saying to me that somehow? Number one reps, I got to make sure I got this right, that number one reps taken by Ben DiNucci in training camp affected adversely Russell Wilson's staying power in Denver. That's a reach for me.
I'm not saying it affected him. What I am saying is for a guy who has a slow processor, mm-hmm. give him every opportunity to play with his guys.
That's not an unfair statement.
That's why I said
agree,
it.
But I don't think that, I am not worried about who is getting reps in May. I'm probably not going to worry about where the reps are split too much in July. At the end of July.
So you're moving the goalposts. So now you're saying if it goes 33%, 33%, 33% with Bo Nix being the guy who's likely.
I'm not moving the goalposts. You're the one concerned about it. I'm not concerned about it.
Let me make this clear. I'm not concerned.
Well, you're awfully agitated about it.
Again, my life isn't going to change whether Bo Nix gets first team reps. What I'm saying is it's logical to think. For a rookie, you want to get him as many first-team reps as possible.
I think Bo Nix is getting a lot of really good work in.
I'm sure he is.
I think he is.
I'd rather him be throwing to Mims than the eighth wide receiver on the roster. I don't know. That's just me.
Well, he is most of the time. I mean, I don't know.
Coming up after the break, Dallas can close out Minnesota tonight. Anthony Edwards, again, interesting comments coming from him.
Oh, he's going to make history.
Dude, I got to tell you something. I loved him going into the playoffs. This guy's mouth is bigger than his game. That's next.
Can't fight the temptation when you get the vibration. Won't do you no good. Won't do you no good. You
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
You took my hand, you showed me how, you promised me.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman, on Wednesday, June 5th, which is tomorrow. There's a Planet Open box auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, and more. Auction is open on Wednesday. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Minnesota hanging on by their fingernails right now in this series, down 3-0. This is what Anthony Edwards reportedly told his teammates after the Game 3 loss. Time to make history, fellas. I still don't feel like they can beat us. We haven't all been clicking at the same time. This is what I would say to Anthony Edwards. It is better to be assumed ignorant than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Shut up. Seriously. You have become a fly at the barbecue to me. He's got a big mouth. He's got a big game, and he hasn't shown it offensively enough. He's been very good defensively, but this guy isn't even close to being the best player on the floor.
I still want to be an Anthony Edwards fan. I don't.
Not anymore.
That's fair.
I did.
Oh, that's okay.
I did.
I do. And I because his game is so electrifying and intriguing. But it's interesting that as we have gone on, he has become, at least for me, a little less likable just in the way that he handles himself. That's all.
Yeah.
And look, he's 22 years old. I mean, I really do give people time to grow, because I think of myself at 22 and think, oh God, really? If only I could have given me, you know, 5 years of advice until you become basically a person at the age of 27 or 28. So Anthony Edwards has got a ways to go there. He's got all the tools. And you know what? If this is his way to try to rally the troops, fine, go do it. But just play the game.
I mean, of course he's going to say something like
right.
that to
and
his own
I've got
teammates.
No problem. That's
I get it.
Yeah, right.
But you know what? After the way he verbally made the effort to embarrass Kevin Durant, then at the end of Game 7 with Jokic and chirping at the Nuggets fans, and then you had, was it Jaden McDaniels who bounced the ball?
It was Jaden McDaniels.
You know what, guys? You're about to get your comeuppance.
Well, it's karma, isn't it?
It really is.
It really is.
Boy, you guys are feeling all good. And you know what? I was feeling good about you, too.
Yeah. Look, I don't take anything away from Minnesota. They kicked the Nuggets' ass when they had to.
Yep.
And you give them credit where it's due and all credit to it. This, to me, is not... I thought that they would beat Dallas and be in the final, and I thought that they would have a pretty good chance against the Celtics.
You know what?
I really did.
With their mindset beating the Nuggets, maybe they should hang a banner that said, beat the champs in 2024.
Yeah, well, I hear you.
That should be their banner. Yeah. Beat the Nuggets in the second round.
It's only slightly better than the Lakers in-season championship, right?
Did we not focus enough on Dallas? And why?
Because they weren't, well, for me, they just weren't in the sights. As soon as the seedings came out, it was like the only way you were going to see Dallas was in the finals, right? So, I mean, I wasn't paying much attention to Dallas.
I wasn't paying attention to Dallas because now, as I have learned, Kyrie Irving's a different dude. When that trade happened last year, that did not look like a good trade. For a good part of the season, did not look like a good trade. And now he is more than happy to be Robin to the Batman,
you know,
which is Doncic. And if you think about it, when he started his career in Cleveland, you kind of got the feeling that he felt, even with LeBron, he was the man.
Yeah.
And then when he was in New Jersey with Kevin Durant and Harden, he was the man. He finally took a step back. He's playing great basketball right now. And I think his maturity is one of the biggest reasons why Dallas is doing what they're doing.
If I was looking for two people who have started at different ends of the spectrum for me in these playoffs or down the season stretch that have had that have kind of been tied together by where they've gone in these playoffs and the everlasting effects, or at least the effects in the moment, it would be Kyrie Irving on one end and Anthony Edwards on the other.
Yeah.
A guy that in Anthony Edwards, I really started off with in a really good place. Kyrie Irving, respect his game, but never really liked him as a teammate. And I agree with you. I think he's changed his view of things. He sees things differently. But man, I love his maturity and the way that he expresses himself, his deep thinking, which he always had. He always saw things a little differently than others. I just never appreciated the way that he expressed it. But I am totally a Kyrie Irving guy now. I love the way that he goes up. He's just a really good teammate.
Well, it's funny. You could make the case it was a similar metamorphosis on his own team and throughout the NBA with Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant came into the league, all kinds of talent.
Sure, right.
Pissed a lot of people off on his own team, in his own organization, around the NBA. But by the time he retired, he was very likable.
Yes, very much so. Very sage, you know.
And that's what Kyrie Irving has become.
But still has game and still has difference-making game.
Yes. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed?
We'll discuss the passing of a basketball legend and also get into the Celtics advancing to the NBA Finals following their easy run through the Eastern Conference. That's up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Sean LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
So if you're lonely, you know I'm here.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's a Planet Open box auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open tomorrow at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfield's has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. Two-for-one wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it, basketball legend Bill Walton, who led the UCLA Bruins to 2 national titles before winning 2 championships during his NBA career, died at the age of 71 after a prolonged battle with cancer. Walton was the NBA's MVP in the 77-78 season and a member of the league's 50th and 75th anniversary teams. That all followed a college career in which he was a 2-time champion at UCLA and a 3-time National Player of the Year under John Wooden. How will you best remember Bill Walton?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll remember him as a hellacious college basketball player. I'll remember him for 21 of 22 against Memphis in the 1973 National Championship game in St. Louis. But I'll remember him also for a just undyingly positive attitude and quirky view of the world, but that was rooted from a very... obviously a very serious place of contemplation. He had a lot of things that he had a lot of passion for, from his love of the Grateful Dead and their music to the Pac-12, and how ironic that he passes away literally on the weekend that the Pac-12 is no more. Incredible. But just a guy that I think makes the world a worse place by his absence. I always liked Bill Walton. And I get people that didn't like his style as a broadcaster. For me, it was all good. I loved his quirkiness. I'll miss him.
I think the best thing you can say about Bill Walton is there is no way to truly define him when you look at the overall arc of his life. You could do an hour documentary on him as a basketball player. You could do an hour documentary on how he was involved in the political scene in the 1960s.
You bet.
Okay? From Patty Hearst to the war to smoking marijuana. You could do another hour documentary on just his broadcasting career. This man certainly lived a full life, and I don't think he would change a thing about the way he did things.
Hope not.
All right, just in case you missed it, the Boston Celtics finished off a sweep of the Indiana Pacers. They punched their ticket to the NBA Finals, the 23rd Finals appearance for the storied franchise and the second trip to the Finals in the past three seasons. Jaylen Brown was named the Larry Bird Eastern Conference Finals MVP after averaging nearly 30 points per game in the series. And then the Celtics ensured themselves a full 10 days of rest for the start of the NBA Finals. That's going to begin on June 6th, no matter what happens with the Mavs T-Wolves. Your thoughts on the Celtics running through the Eastern Conference really with no problem?
I don't think the Eastern Conference is much, but I'm going to say this. Was this more about the Celtics and their ability to win the Eastern Conference or Indiana's ability to lose it? Listen, Boston was the better team. We knew that Boston was going to be in the final. Everything is as it should be. Although you can look back at least on three of these games. I'm usually one of these black and white guys. You win the game or you lose the game. So consider the source. You could really have seen Indiana at least in two games without any problem, but probably three games that they should have won in this series. That's going to be a hard one for the Indiana Pacers, I think. They were that close. And really, they weren't close at all because they were swept. Weird.
Well, this is what you're going to hear tomorrow. And it's a silly argument, although I get the argument. If Dallas wins tonight, well, Dallas has 9 days off. And Boston has 10 days off. Why don't they just move up the schedule? This has been predetermined for a long time.
Right, sure.
The concrete was poured over a year ago, and it has set.
Yeah.
This is just the way it works, period. It would have been the same thing in 2007 had the Red Sox swept their way through the American League Championship Series.
Yeah, you don't just
move it.
Yeah, that's not...
Can, but you don't.
No. Too many moving parts.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, if you want to redesign your entire kitchen, they have a staff to help you out. You want high-end appliances at lower prices, go to their clearance center in Denver. It's called Scratch and Ding Stuff. A little scratch on it, a little ding on it. And it's a high-end appliance, and they knock off hundreds and hundreds of dollars. The big box stores don't even have the same quality of appliances to even offer anything like that. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. As we look back on the Avalanche and the Nuggets, how do we look forward? And do we look at both of these teams still very much in a championship window? And which team has the better chance of capturing another title? That's next.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more.
every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Lefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
What kind of day is it? It's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting, uniquely cold wave filter. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. Come on, grab a pack. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavor. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.